at the time of the collapse. Speaking a short time ago, Maryland Governor Wes Moore saying an investigation is already underway. He says so far, no indication that this was anything but an accident. The governor says there have been no signs of terrorism involved in this accident in Baltimore. Meanwhile, the search and the rescue operations continue. That heavily traveled bridge carried Interstate 695 over the river in Baltimore. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not quite done with the risk of showers and maybe a thunderstorm yet, but improvement later on this afternoon. It's still breezy today. Winds gusting as high as 30 to 35 miles per hour. High temperature up to about 71. We should be drying out, mostly cloudy tonight. I've got us at 53 for the overnight low. Nice day tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s, mostly sunny on Wednesday. Then upper 60s on Thursday. And that's going to lead to a really nice Easter weekend, 72 on Good Friday, upper 70s Saturday, and near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
The Alabama Secretary of State, Wes Allen, has released a warning about mailers that are going out to Alabamians. Allen says a misleading, unsolicited mass mailing will include pre-filled voter registration forms in them. Allen says that the mailers are coming from two out-of-state groups, Voter Participation Center and the Center for Voter Information. Allen says this effort is only going to cause confusion in the state and is a targeted partisan interference within the state elections. The two groups claim that they're only seeking to bring democracy to underrepresented populations like people of color, youth, and unmarried women. Allen said that Alabamians should be assured that his office is capable of handling an influx of voter registrations that may result from these mailers, and he does admit that a pre-filled form is not currently illegal. However, he says that often they're pre-filled with inaccurate or outdated data regarding the voter. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A Chinese woman who was arrested in 2021 for setting fire to a Montgomery church is now sentenced for arson. Jacqueline Yan is an illegal alien from China who will now spend 8.5 months in prison for the fires that she set at First Baptist Church in Montgomery. Prosecutors say that Yan had multiple encounters with church staff before the start of that fire in October. Yan was also charged with possession of an illegal firearm. 33-year-old Justin Hammer of Northport was named the 2024 champion of the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic. Hammer reeled in 58 pounds and 3 ounces of fish over a 3-day tournament that was on Grand Lake in Oklahoma and takes home a grand prize of $300,000. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
This is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Set up a consultation and take the first step.
For matters in Tennessee, visit CordellCordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is the second half of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. We have a special guest coming up in just a few momentos, but let's finish up. Craig is still on the line. Craig, I wanted to give you the last word, and you were saying that we the people, I think you were saying we just don't have it in us.
No, we don't, because we know what's going to happen. See, until people understand war, and that the left is at war with us, this is an internal battle, there will never move forward, because they're doing what they want to do because they can do it. And a lot of people keep saying, well, it's the Constitution says in war, the country invading you doesn't care about your Constitution. They're coming in to establish their Constitution, and war is all about breaking your will. And they've broken the American will. Look at Trump. This is ridiculous what they're doing, but who's doing anything to help Trump? Everybody's standing back, but the law is being broken across the board. They're destroying our whole justice system. But because it's against a non-Democrat, we just sit here. Imagine take Trump out and put Biden or Clinton in there. Which we go back to the Clintons. They're not in jail. Did Epstein Island just go underwater? I mean, Epstein Island's forgot. Look at all these things that we've been made. What about all the protests the left, when they go busting into meetings and things that are illegal? Nobody got arrested. What about the protests with the Palestinians at the Capitol? Nobody got arrested.
Even if they arrest them, Craig, they're out on the streets in a few hours. They don't hold them in prison for years. And here's the bottom line, and then I want to get to our guest. The state of Alabama, if you read Defense of Liberty Against Tyrants, the proper place to fight against the king or the prince is the local magistrates. Our elected officials in the state of Alabama should be the ones standing up saying, hey, we're not doing that. I personally wish there had been a time where our leadership had said to Donald Trump, hey, look, you come here, it don't matter what New York says, because they're a bunch of criminals. And I know that's out on the edge. I get it, and I know it's edgy. But basically what we're doing is our voices, our proper voices, are just going along quietly as we lose our country. Because I don't want mobs. I don't want, you know, just me and you deciding what's right and what's wrong and how we need to stand up against a tyrannical government. But our elected officials speak for us, and many of our elected officials are trying, you know, it's like they're doing a tryout to see if they can make it to Congress. Hey, look at me, Washington. I'll do everything the elites tell me. I do what the good old boys say. You should bring me to Congress. I'm a good little yes man. And that's one of our challenges, Craig.
You are absolutely correct, because I listened to one this morning on another show, and I'm so glad he speaks in a well-educated, well-thought-through process. For God forbid he get emotion behind what he's saying and actually go up there and speak to the people who are doing this. Instead, he'll go on a talk show and talk about what should be done, but he'll keep his mouth shut when he's up in Washington. And that's what's killing his weak
leaders. Craig, I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks, man. Be careful out there. So, from that high, that super nice position, let's bring in one of the, in my opinion, one of the good guys, good girls, good gals, however we're supposed to say it, good theys.
Good.
In the state of Alabama, Susan DuBose, who is a House member from House District 45, which goes from Chelsea to Irondale, part of Hoover, most of it Shelby County, and is new, serving the, is this your second session?
That's right. I'm in my second year, so I've been working for about a year and a half as an elected official.
Okay,
and
very good.
Does it seem like 20 years?
You know, it's going by pretty fast.
Really?
Because, you know, it's so busy, and I have spent a lot of time studying and learning. It's one of these issues where you just got to get in and start working. I didn't waste any time.
And,
I
it's, wasn't, and it's a part-time job, right? Where you
they
just
call
not,
it a part-time
not
job.
All the time. You just kind of wander in and just wander
well,
home.
Well, you know, they call it a part-time job.
Right.
And for some people, it may be. For me, it's a full-time job, and I'm fortunate that I can put every, you know, all my time into it.
There's no way that someone who's actually trying to do the job that they're hired to do in the legislature can do it part-time. There are just too many issues, too many topics, too many moving pieces, and if you're doing what people expect, the voters expect, it is a full-time job. And
it
I'm glad
is.
I'm out
it's
now
really
and can
is.
Say that for the people who are in there. But some people, I mean, it's easy. And this is me speaking, not you. Show up, let the lobbyists tell you how to vote, get your check, go to the House. That's a pretty easy life. But for the folks actually trying to make things better, it's tough.
There's a lot to study. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot of people you need to be talking to. I'm spending this whole week, it's our spring break, but I'm really spending it as a study week. We've got a lot of new bills dropped, and I'm working on some issues that I feel like I really needed to study background into these issues. And, you know, I've been reading Alabama code. I've been reading administrative rules. I've been going deep into stuff on libraries and space camp and just trying to think of creative ways to solve things. Sometimes you don't always have to legislate a solution. Sometimes there's things you can do in the rulemaking process. So I was, you know, really just trying to dig deep on some of these issues. But it doesn't feel like work because I love it, because I'm just that kind of nerd. I love policy. And I get in this deep hole, and one thing leads to another, and before I know it, it's 3 a.m.
I remember when I was first elected, one of the older guys said something to me, and I guess it's a saying that's been out there for years and years. It may not only be Alabama, but when you first win your election, you're like, I can't believe it. I can't believe someone like me was elected. And then when you get there, you think, I can't believe it that someone like these knuckleheads would get elected, because there are only a handful who are really trying to know what's going on, know the details. I was surprised, Susan, and maybe you've not seen it, but I tell Allison and Amy Beth a lot that I was surprised how many people had legislation that they didn't even know what their own legislation did. And it might only be two or three or four pages because they had never read it. That they were the sponsor, someone else brought it to them, and they had no idea what was in there. And maybe you haven't seen that, but I saw that multiple times.
I can't say that I have seen that. I'm sure that it's happened. I can't say that I've seen it. Mm-hmm. Mostly what I have experienced is that we do have good people down there. Mm-hmm. We have people that are really trying to do the best. We all have different ways of going about it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just feel very humbled to even be there. I'm one of these people, I like to study, I like to know everything, ins and outs, and sometimes people will be, you actually read that? I was talking to somebody, we were trying to come up with an amendment for one of my bills, and you know, that's when I was going back in the code and reading, and I mean, that's just my style. Everybody has, you know, their different style of how they can effectively legislate. I really do feel like we've got, for the vast majority, good people of faith that are trying to do the right thing. And some of it, you know, I'm one of these people, I'm extremely transparent about where I stand on issues. That's just how I am. I cannot be any other way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, other people, you know, maybe just a little bit more muted and may feel like going a different route is effective for them. You know, that's not how I am. I mean what I say. I say what I mean. If somebody asks me where I am on an issue, I just say it. And I mean, I kind of have that, I think, reputation.
Right.
That's not a new character quality of Susan DeBose. She's always been that way. Of course, I mean, we met probably 3 years ago during COVID and some school crazy stuff. I think even before you were contemplating running.
That's right. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was president of the Republican Women of North Shelby County. I loved doing that. I loved educating women, getting more and more women involved to find their voice, because I feel like women are so much more powerful and influential than they realize. Right. And that they need to take advantage of that. And so that was my focus, and I love doing that.
And can we just find conservative women and empower them? I'm okay with that.
Hey, I think we're doing pretty good in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, I think so.
We are, you know, have made a lot of headway in that direction. And we just can't be afraid to use our voice. Mm-hmm. And we do see a lot of people cowering in certain instances because they're afraid they're going to offend somebody. But it's really more about being respectful in your conversation and listening to the other side, but yet still not backing down on where you stand.
Yeah.
So a lot of the things I wanted you to come in today, because something that I find myself convicted of is that just one glaring thing that God reminds me of often. Otherwise, I'm awesome. Mm-hmm. We have a tendency to just talk about kind of the negative things and that things that are going wrong. There are a lot of things that are going right. There are a lot of really strong state representatives and state senators that are working on some really good conservative legislation. Compared to last session, things are moving. We're getting things out of committee. There's a potential, you know, they still have to be put on the floor for a vote. But I wanted you to kind of talk about some of the good things that you are spearheading, and I've got a list of a few bills that I wanted to ask you about. But kind of tell us what you have going on and how we can help you and drive forward some of these good conservative policies.
Okay. Well, let me start with one that I really want to talk about and explain some misconceptions. And I know y'all have probably talked in infinitum way more than you want to on the Alabama library issues, but we have a particular issue in North Shelby County that is unique, and we have brought forth some local legislation to help correct our library district. And one of the unique things about North Shelby County Library is that it was formed by legislation. It's a library district, and all of us in that district pay library dues. We're required as residents of that district to pay library dues.
How much
including
are the library
businesses.
Dues?
You know? So for the residents, it's not that much. It's $16.50 a year. But if you don't pay it, if you get behind or if you buy a house and don't realize there's some outstanding debt, penalties and fees accrue, and you can get a lien on your house if you don't pay it. Imagine that. If you don't pay your library dues, they can put a lien on your house. Mm-hmm. Businesses.
So it's a tax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Businesses have to pay. Even more than that. And it's gotten to be complicated because now, even though this district was formed 30 years ago when it was more of a rural area, there was not much sales tax to support a library. And it was just meant for unincorporated portions of the county. Now it includes many members that live in Hoover. They're forced to pay.
Really?
And so what we have done as a local legislation, all of our Shelby County delegation, we've looked at the legislation, and we discovered that the board is elected by the people, or supposedly elected by the people. But come to find out, there has never, ever been a library board election. In 30 years that the library has existed, the board has never actually been elected. They've never had any opposition. So in all those years, even, you know, when somebody could have run against them, nobody knew. And so they were never opposed. And so they just have been in a habit of reappointing themselves.
Can I ask you about that? Because yeah. I'm in the North Shelby Library District, and I've been very vocal. This whole, like, somebody came up to me after the committee meeting and was like, oh, you're Allison Sinclair. You're the one that started this whole thing. And I was like, yeah, kind of. I made a TikTok video about the pride, you know, display in the children's section, which just caused a lot of people to pay attention to the library and what was happening there. One of the things that I heard was, I think what you're about to say, but I want to make sure it gets said clearly, they would, the board, someone would resign early from their term. They would appoint within a certain time frame, and then that would cause them not to have to hold an election. They also would just get their own people that the board chose with their own agenda on the board continuously. Is that correct?
Yes, they would just simply qualify to run, and nobody else knew there was an election, so nobody else qualified to run against them.
That is a good deal if you can get it.
But the fact of the matter is, though, there is no library in the state of Alabama that is elected by the people. They are all appointed either by the county commission or
the city
council.
We got to take a break. Susan DuBose is with us. She'll stick with us on the other side. We'll be back.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sunken Tractor Cafe is reopening on April 6th. Local favorites including garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The Fryer is open to feature french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Beer and wine, too. Go see them April 6th from 11 to 8 and Thursday through Saturday thereafter. Sunken Tractor on Facebook or Meherg Road, Wetumpka. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Don't forget, is he froze?
He's Scott frozen. Froze. Pointing
at us. Take a picture of that so we can see what it looks like. It's like, grr, for the love. Y'all go ahead and get started. Welcome to the program, everybody. Susan Dubose from the Alabama House of Representatives is with us. We're talking library stuff. And Susan, I want to make sure you had time to wrap up that issue right before we move on to other things.
Right. So I just want to finish up on that because I think that the legislation we are bringing is going to be very, very helpful to our library. It's going to be able to allow many more people to get involved in the library board. But we are changing the way the library board is appointed from being elected, which has never happened.
Right.
Never happened.
So you're really not changing it.
Yeah, right. It sounds bad. So when the other side gets hold of this, oh, we're taking away our right to vote. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, well, except for the fact that if you've never voted in 30 years, did you even know your board was elected? No, they didn't know. So we are going to appoint the board in the method every other library in the whole state, and that is by the legislative officials that represent the library district. So we feel like this is going to bring in new people to represent the library board. We'll have we will require at least one member be a member of the business community. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a positive thing. We need people with financial experience to review the financial statements. As far as I know, the library has never had an audit. We know for sure in the last 10 years there hasn't been one. And this library board is unique in that they can actually borrow money, they can mortgage money, they can own property. In all other libraries, that is done by the county or the city in which the library exists. In this case, because they're a standalone district, they have much more authority and responsibility than any other library in the whole state.
In the new legislation, are y'all removing some of those powers?
The other problem is that this library has maintained debt on the property because they know that as long as there's a mortgage or debt on the property, that the district cannot be eliminated, that we cannot let anybody out of the district. So we need a board that is going to be fiscally conservative, work on getting all that debt paid off. Imagine
maybe over 30 years of debt, force them to do that.
So we want good fiscal business people in there that can run this library like a business, eliminate the debt, let us eventually let some of these people that are in a municipality opt out of the district if they choose to.
And so many more people live in Shelby County than did even 30 years ago.
That's right. It's a totally different area.
How much money does the library have?
Well, we have $1.8 million in debt. They get about $1.5 million in dues a year. So it's funded, 90-something percent on library dues from the residents. Those are taxes. Local tax dollars fund that library. Yeah, and can you imagine no audit statements that we can see? It's, you know, but good things have happened since we've started paying attention. They are now at least posting online some reviewed statements or some consolidated statements. So that's how we even know, you know, what the debt is. We don't know the details we would like to know. We don't know who, how many employees they have, how much is spent on salaries. There's just a lot of stuff that we need a board to get in there, use some transparency.
I mean, I would run it for, I don't know, $250,000, $300,000.
I just think when you are
volunteer
using...
position, Scott, these are all volunteer positions.
Oh, volunteers.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you spend $1 million and something a year?
What are you?
Oh, that's because it's the board. You've got to pay for employees at the library, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. You pay. You know, they have a staff, and it's actually two libraries because we have the one on 119, the main library, and then there's a small library in Mount Laurel.
Okay.
And, you know, people in the community have worked hard. They've raised money. They want our libraries to be good, and we want them to be good. We're not talking about changing necessarily even staff. We're probably going to come up with some new guidelines that we expect the staff to implement. And, you know, but especially Mount Laurel, they raised a lot of money for that recent library. And we're not trying to change a thing at Mount Laurel. We want that library to remain a good, strong community library. And, you know, there's a lot of good things that North Shelby County does. A lot of people have been active in that library for many, many years. But we need some, we just need a new board that's going to oversee things. It's not just going to hand off their responsibility to a library director. We need a board that's going to actually oversee and set up some new guidelines.
Very good.
And implement Kay Ivey's guidelines that she has suggested. The code that's up to that's being reviewed right now, the state library. She's implemented three new items that are common sense. And I expect our local library to adopt them.
Which those would apply across the state. What are those three?
Right. So there's three good common sense policies that we want to see adapted. They're under review right now. So one is that there would be a physical location policy and relocation for sexually explicit or other material deemed inappropriate for children. But that would not be considered censorship, just to remove books from one location to the other. And then that there would be advance approval of materials recommended, displayed, or otherwise actively promoted to children or youth. Can you imagine had that been done in North Shelby County? We wouldn't have to do all this.
Yeah.
But that's not much to ask. Can the board simply approve at a public meeting what materials are going to be displayed and pushed or promoted to youth? That's an extremely reasonable ask. And then the last little point is that removing or relocating an item because it may be inappropriate for an age, a certain age, is not deemed to be age discrimination. So that, just clarifying those minor points. Okay. It's just common sense.
Yeah, we're just trying to make sure we are out in front of all the very creative lawyers with that kind of stuff. You're right, though. It is common sense. But, man, the common sense is out the
window.
It's
not very common. And there are people that are out there complaining about those common sense code changes that Governor Ivey has suggested. They think that that's discriminatory. I mean, they, and I wonder, have you really read the changes or the suggestions? Because if you had, I don't see how anybody could complain about that. It's just such common sense.
Well, we're arguing with people who, there's some mental illness out there. You don't have to say it. You're the elected official. But there's some people you just can't, you can't discuss things with. I mean, they just live in a completely different world. And, you know, it's the people that want some of these pornographic books available to little children. Well, then go buy them. Take your little group, save the money that you spent on gas, and go buy the books and give them to whatever children you think
order it
need
off of Amazon.
Yes,
you can have
absolutely.
It in 24 hours.
You can do that.
Because I've done it myself just so that I can see what's out there. You can get them. They're widely available. It's hard to get, though, to think that you saw it on Mulberry Street by Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
That one has been taken out of print.
Mulberry Street is?
Yes, that was my favorite.
What was wrong with that?
I don't know. I think it mentioned Asians and described their eyes, and it was a supposedly offensive. I don't know that any of my Asian friends were offended. But now that one book you cannot order and get in 24 hours. But some of these other, you can't
questionable
even,
ones you can.
What?
You can't even describe, like that's what we're removing, but you can't even describe on air without getting an FEC violation what is in these other books that they are pushing so hard to put in front of our children that our taxpayers are paying for. Can you hold over one more segment and just cover a few of the other bills?
Yes, and I'd like to do that. Okay.
Thank y'all. Sounds
this
great.
This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Out of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is not sponsored and not affiliated with FCA US LLC.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, to great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist, and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is, in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not quite done with the risk of showers and maybe a thunderstorm yet, but improvement later on this afternoon. It's still breezy today. Winds gusting as high as 30 to 35 miles per hour. High temperature up to about 71. We should be drying out, mostly cloudy tonight. I've got us at 53 for the overnight low. Nice day tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s, mostly sunny on Wednesday. Then upper 60s on Thursday. And that's going to lead to a really nice Easter weekend, 72 on Good Friday, upper 70s Saturday, and near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. Susan DuBose from the Alabama Legislature is with us. She's the House member from District 45. And I guess we're wrapping up, but you wanted to talk about some of the other things that you've got going on that you think are good things that are maybe coming out of committee, et cetera, that hopefully people will support
and
help y'all get the get some momentum behind.
That's right, right. So two that I want to mention. One, you probably haven't heard anything about, but it's my sex ed bill, which just clarifies some things in our current public school sex ed program. And let me just start by saying some schools, sex ed is not mandatory in the state of Alabama, nor should it be. Okay, it's allowed, and local school systems decide whether they want to have that as a program.
Is this high school or high school and middle school?
It could be. It's going to be, it could be fifth grade where it's just, teaching you basic biology. It could be in middle school. It could be in high school. But it always has to be
age appropriate. So it's not mandatory.
It's not mandatory.
Never has been, huh?
Never has been, nor should it be. Think about that, Scott.
No, I agree.
Some parents
don't want
that.
Right.
And if your local school does decide to even have a sex ed program, this bill makes sure that you can opt out, that parents are given a copy of the curriculum and they can review it and opt out.
Very good.
There's some good and then we're adding some things that kids just need to know about today, like sexting and, cyberbullying and all these new issues that face kids that never faced them before. Mm-hmm. But the main thing to know is that you can opt out, and it continues to be what we call an abstinence-based program where, kids are taught the truth, that the only 100% way to not get pregnant is to not have sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got plenty of friends with oops babies that we kind of know that's what happens. So we teach that to kids. Now, that does not mean we don't teach them the medically accurate information about contraception, because we do.
Okay.
And that's been some misinformation that's going around about this bill that we are abstinence-based and will continue to be. But that doesn't mean that we don't give them medically accurate information about contraception. Now, we don't sell contraception to the kids. We don't demonstrate with a piece of anatomy how to use a condom.
Okay.
I don't think that's necessary in public school. But, we give them medically accurate information. That's important. But there is a group out there that's pushing so hard against us called ACASH, and y'all may have heard about them.
Look up ACASH.
Why are they opposed to
my word.
Well, they want their own sex ed program,
which
you can look online. ACAHSH. That's Alabama. What is it? Alabama Campaign for Adolescent Sexual Health. They have a campaign for teen pregnancy. Mm-hmm. They want sex education to be required, and they want it taught every grade starting in kindergarten, K through 12. They also want child's rights to supersede parents' rights, in that They want to teach stuff to the kids that they don't necessarily even let the parents know. They want, they believe that, you know, kids should have their own right to privacy when it comes to sexual information and sexual conversations.
Are you kidding
And,
me?
You know, we as parents know that basically the rights our kids have are those that we allow them to have until they get to be an adult. And then they can make all those decisions. But there is a group out there that is pushing a radical agenda. It's ACASH. And the,
are they making any headway with legislators?
I don't know, but they're loud and they will, they've been at my public hearing. And they try to push, well, there's no contraception being taught. You know, they try to push inaccuracies.
Are they teaching?
Yes.
Yes. It goes into...
They are?
Yes.
Okay.
When they say they are teaching what's called comprehensive sex education, that might sound innocent. It is not.
Oh,
comprehensive,
no, it is not.
Means think about all the different types of sex that might need to be taught. All the different ways
their,
that may
world.
Need to be taught. In
right.
their world.
Okay, so you're,
in
that's
their
right.
world.
That was my question.
So we are trying... So the most...
All the different
people you can
be. Because
there was a senator a few years ago who
be.
Wanted to add in some alternative ways... Mm-hmm. And some acceptance, which was probably added. So your bill may actually change some of the things that he put in there.
Well, the most important thing.
Because I know the LGBTQ thing,
yeah, the
group
most
was very happy with what the changes he made.
And I'm not sure what that might have been, but the most important thing my bill does is it keeps out some of these dangerous groups that are trying to come in to our schools and force feed them some information. So ACASH is one of them. And it does that by saying that if you teach sex education to our school, you have to align with our Alabama values. You know, we talk about pro-life. We talk about our VCAP bills. You know, we do not push gender-affirming, gender-changing surgery on minors.
Right.
So this bill specifically states that groups do not align with our Alabama laws cannot teach. So no Planned Parenthood can come in and teach in
Very
our schools.
Good.
So the biggest, most important thing that this does is keep those types of groups out of our schools.
So what's your second bill?
So my second one is my, y'all probably heard about this, my What is a Woman bill. I started it last year.
I've always wondered.
Yes. So
we debate that often on the show.
Then I will know. Okay. Now,
and yes, and that's, people say, why do we need this bill? Well, I'll tell you why. We need to define sex-based terms so that we all have an accurate understanding of exactly what those what that is. So male, female, man, woman, mother, father, boy, girl, based on the biological definition. So that just goes, is codified into state law.
Chromosomes. Those sorts of
we actually base it, and I have these legal attorneys with the Independent Women's Forum that have figured out the best terminology, and it's based on your reproduction and whether you produce an ova or a sperm, or whether your body is designed at one point in life to produce an ova or a sperm.
So you just avoid the chromosome thing?
Yes, that is not, because that actually does not define what a woman is. It helps to say it. It goes into what a woman is made of, but it's not the exact way to define. I probably have a better way to say that.
Does it go back, like they can use the whole intersex people,
No, So we acknowledge that there is a condition that you're born with at birth in which your sex cannot be determined. It's very rare, but it exists. We've had like 5 in the last 9 years in the state of Alabama, and that would be defined on your birth certificate as other. So we have male, female, and we do have an other at birth when it cannot be medically determined. That's very rare. We acknowledge that.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
But yeah, the chromosome thing does not come into our definition. We go
because no one does that test at birth.
Right, right.
Okay.
But they can do a physical exam. I mean, obviously, they can tell if it's a boy or girl at birth, except in those rare instances. So, so my What is a Woman bill will define man and woman, boy and girl.
Okay.
And think about this. In situations like arose, like what arose with the space camp, if they had referred, if my bill had passed and they referred to Alabama Code 1-1-1, when you apply to either go to camp or work at this camp where your sex does matter because you're working with children and children are going to be in dorms and bathrooms.
Right.
If they referred to this code when you applied, that would solve the situation. So it's clear, it provides clarity for the courts. It provides an opportunity for employers or anybody else that's a state agency or even any private company to refer to the definition of man and woman in Alabama court.
I'm always fascinated how we move forward in time and have to pass laws that you never needed.
We never had to define man or woman because everybody agreed on the definition.
Everybody knew.
And that's no longer the case.
Yeah.
Where do your bills stand, real quick? We've got about 1 minute. But
so they're both out of committee. They both need to come to the floor to be voted on. So I am going to be working hard getting them on the pick list and picked by the Rules Committee so that they can be voted on the House floor. I expect bipartisan support on both bills. I had bipartisan support in committee on both of my bills. So this is not a divisive issue. It's supported by anybody in our comments that has common sense.
Well, good luck to you.
Which is a dwindling number of people.
Susan DeBose from the Alabama House of Representatives has been with us. We appreciate her taking time with us in studio today. And we will be back, Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I can't live without you.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We are powered by 1819news.com. Go check them out. You will like the stories over there. Unbiased, citizen-supported truth-telling about what is going on in the state of Alabama. I thought Susan did a good job. I thought, interesting lady, trying to do some of the right things here in the state of Alabama. We didn't really get to ask her about past legislation, but I thought she did really well. She's trying to head down the right road.
It's important for people to understand. Sometimes it's boring. Scott, you even think it's boring. But what happens on the state level matters so much more than what happens on the federal level in a lot of ways. This is your last line of defense as the federal government falls. And they're pushing down some really radical, especially with our children, agendas. And so there's some really good legislation that has been proposed that has made it out of committee that has a chance to come up for a vote. It's on the calendar.
Okay, it's on the regular order calendar. That means it's voted out of committee, ready to be voted on. But the calendar that matters is the special order calendar. And that's where they go to the book and they reach down, they pull out this piece of legislation, this one off page 12, this one off page 50, this one off page 75, and we're going to vote on these today. That's
I'm looking at the House calendar. These are
regular order calendar.
Regular order House calendar. These are things that have come out of committee. There's like 46 pages. So you're saying now the Rules Committee in the House, and Joe Lovern is the chair of that.
Yes.
He and his Rules Committee will look and say, we want to pass
the
North Shelby Library. We want to vote. That's right. Not necessarily pass. On this. Okay, so how do those items get off the regular calendar to the special?
They put them on what you would love. They make a list.
But how do they choose that? Is it what the special interest tells them? Is it when they
vote? The committee members vote. I don't know how they decide. I mean, in the old days, I was the chairman. I could put on there what I wanted.
But how would you, is it when constituents would call you and say, this is what we want?
Just their
overall agenda
makes a difference. What they want to do personally, what their friends want. So they're on the committee, and their friend is a House member, and they want their bill put on. That is one of the ways that happened. Some of them want to know what the lobbyists want on the list. That happens. Sometimes,
I'm not hearing you talk about constituents.
Sometimes the Rules Chairman is very good friends with lobbyists, and that matters. But when I said popularity of a piece of legislation, that is the constituent part. If people are asking, hey, when are y'all going to pass this? Are y'all going to pass this? If there's people talking about it and multiple legislators are being asked about it, the message gets back to the Rules Committee. Hey, look, we need to pass this because people expect it. So and that is a way that it can get on there.
Is it effective to contact the Rules Committee? And like whether you're for or against it, is it effective to let, or do you need to go to your representative?
Both. But see, the Rules Committee, like, even when I was on the Rules Committee, if one of your neighbors called me,
I don't care
because you're not in my district.
Okay.
Even though I'm the Rules Committee chairman, there's nothing you can do to me. But if my constituents are wanting a piece of legislation on the calendar, it matters to me. So try to call your members, and if your members happen to be on the Rules Committee, or if you get in contact with your members, say, hey, look, see if you can help them get this on the Rules Committee calendar.
Okay.
On the special order calendar.
Because, like I said, compared to last session, there are actually a lot of really good conservative bills that have come out of committee that actually have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've seen is that a lot of times they'll pacify us by letting them get out of committee, mm-hmm. and they get your hopes up.
They pass them in one house and maybe not in one chamber, not the other chamber.
Or they just, they don't get picked and oops, we ran out of time.
Right.
But hey, we did it. We got it out of committee. Try again next year.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch
of
that.
So this is all a game. It really is. And I encourage you to go to... You can go to Alabama legislature and it will show you this House calendar and then the Senate calendar of what has passed out of committee. Go through those bills. See what interests you and call. I don't care if you agree with me or not. Call your state representative and your senator and let them know what you think. They are there to work for you.
They are.
They are.
You ought to start a group. Call it local.
Local Alabama. Save the world.